This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the There is a Business Opportunity to be Found in Everything file, this item, The Fear of Missing Out. According to the Interactive Advertising Bureau, podcast advertising revenue in the United States last year was $314 million. That is just a little bit less than double what it was a year earlier, which is nice, but far, far short of the $7.3 billion business that is paid podcasts in China. Now, yes, advertising and paid podcasts is a little bit apples to oranges, but $7 billion is a whole boatload of money driven by a whole lot of FOMO. Our China correspondent Jennifer Peck explains from Shanghai.
Chen Jun lives in an old apartment in Shanghai. It's a squeeze with Chen Jun, his wife and kid in one bedroom, his brother's family in another, and his parents sleeping in the living room. But he says he's usually out working overtime. With a two-year-old daughter and family responsibilities, Chen Jun says he must work hard and dream big. At a nearby restaurant over lunch, Chen Jun tells me he was working as a database engineer and earning almost double the average salary for white-collar workers. But he recently quit the job to invest in cryptocurrency. Chen Jun says he was inspired by this podcast. It's by Bitcoin tycoon Li Xiaolai.
The podcast is called The Path to Financial Freedom. Now, who wouldn't be attracted by that?
Chen Jun pays $29 a year to subscribe. This is part of what people call the pay-for-knowledge economy, podcasts and asking experts online. Last year, a $7 billion industry. What's driving the demand? According to government-backed research, it's a combination of factors: desire for useful information to keep up in China's competitive job market, and a phenomenon known as FOMO, the fear of missing out. The report says,
the simple act of buying information online helps alleviate people's anxiety about their knowledge gap and makes people feel that they are not left behind.
That's why Chen Jun's cell phone is loaded with paid podcasts that offer practical solutions like how to make your voice more attractive. The man behind this popular show is broadcasting professor Zheng Wei, who's based in Beijing. He says most of his 200,000 subscribers are white-collar workers anxious to keep up in the big cities.
Some of them still have accents from their villages and make fools of themselves in social settings.
For less than $3, Zheng Wei's podcast promises to help listeners get the right accent and right vocabulary, and he's not worried that similar tips can be found online for free.
China's middle class feels that free content will not be good quality, and that paid information is more useful.
The industry is still experimenting with what content people will pay for, and it's casting its net far and wide, all the way to Minnesota, where economist Timothy Taylor has been approached to do a podcast for China's biggest audio platform, Himalaya.
What you do every day that is not included in GDP.
His podcast is based on his book, The Instant Economist, which explains economic terms. Taylor has no plans to do a podcast for an American audience and doubts his show in China could be commercially viable in the U.S.
All the classes at MIT are up free online now, you know? So if you want an intro econ class, you can go get one.
Taylor says he has gotten a nice advance for the podcast, and payouts to podcasters can sometimes be very lucrative, says voice coach Zheng Wei.
The revenue share from the podcast platform can be more than what we as professors can earn in a lifetime in China.
He plans to make more podcasts because he says people are eager to improve themselves. That includes me. So I asked the broadcast expert for his take on my skills.
Your Chinese isn't bad for someone not born in China.
But I can improve, he says, if I subscribe to his podcast. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.